It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, saving sea turtles from becoming turtle soup. But first... time for comments from you, our listeners. Mark Frey heard our story on monk parakeets. The South American birds were shipped to the States as pets, but some escaped or were released, and now they're establishing colonies here. Mr. Frey in Worcester, Ohio, listens to WKSU, and he writes, I have great respect for the two birders you interviewed. However, I was appalled at their lack of concern over the problems associated with non-native species. I agree that a small percentage of introduced species become pests, but that is no reason for complacence. There's only a small chance of being hit by a car when I cross the road, but I still look both ways. Kevin Gregory from Sunnyvale, California, listens to us on KQED in San Francisco. His ears pricked up when he heard our story about the connection between suburban sprawl and sprawling waistlines. I especially appreciated the comments about walkers in our auto-dependent suburbs being seen as suspicious characters, writes Mr. Gregory. It's ironic, too, that an SUV-driving male probably poses a more realistic safety risk to other members of a community. William Murray hears us on WUGA in Athens, Georgia. During a recent rainstorm, he was reminded of our interviews with young students and their energy-saving inventions. I remembered one of the inventors was working on a small water-driven turbine to be used to generate electricity from water coming out of faucet taps, writes Mr. Murray. Why not install such devices in the downspouts of gutters on houses and buildings? Then every time it rained, we'd be generating electricity. You can rain down your comments on us by calling our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988 or write to us at 8 Story Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02138. Our email address is letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at www.loe.org. CDs, tapes, and transcripts are $15.